This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine spending like $15,000 a month on top-tier digital marketing.
Oh, yeah, a massive budget.
Right. You're securing the absolute best placement on search engines, and you're driving this massive surge of traffic to your site. You think, you know, you're dominating the market.
Which is what everyone assumes, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But behind the scenes, you are literally paying the search algorithms to actively lower your ranking, destroy your credibility, and, I mean, basically subsidize your direct competitors.
It is, it's really the ultimate digital nightmare. But for a staggering number of businesses operating online today, I mean, it's just their standard Tuesday.
Just a normal day of losing money.
Exactly. They are funding their own algorithmic demise, and they don't even realize it's happening.
And that terrifying reality is exactly what we're focusing our mission on for today's deep dive.
Yep.
We are unpacking a metric that acts as, well, the canary in the coal mine for your digital business.
The bounce rate.
Yes, the bounce rate. And our grounding source for this is a highly detailed 2026 optimization guide. It's from Double Dome Digital Marketing, written by Paris Jane, and it's titled What Your Website's Bounce Rate is Trying to Tell You and How to Fix It.
It's a fantastic piece of analysis.
It really is. The core premise here is that a high bounce rate isn't just, you know, some annoying stat on a dashboard. It's a loud flashing signal of a systemic leak in your growth engine. It's like, imagine spending thousands of dollars to pump water into a bucket only to realize the bottom is completely rusted out.
There's a very accurate way to look at it, yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the guide makes a very bold claim right out of the gate. It states that the old ways of digital marketing are like officially dead in 2026.
Yeah, and to understand the death of those old ways, we have to look at the central assumption that kind of drove marketing for the last two decades.
Which was just getting clicks, right?
Exactly. Well, the singular goal was volume. The entire industry was built on this premise that getting to the number one spot on Google was the finish line.
Just get the eyeballs.
Right. The logic was simple. Capture the eyeballs and the revenue will naturally follow. You win the click, you win the game.
But that's not how it works anymore.
Not at all. The 2026 landscape operates on an entirely different set of physics.
Hmm.
Capturing the click is no longer the finish line. It is... it's merely the starting line of a highly scrutinized audition.
An audition. I like that.
Yeah, because if a user clicks your link and they feel an immediate mismatch between their expectation and your reality, they just hit the back button and suddenly that number one ranking becomes completely worthless.
But it's actually worse than worthless, isn't it? Because getting to number one and failing to keep the user, it doesn't just mean you missed out on one sale.
No, it's much worse.
The source emphasizes that you are actively punished for that behavior. And this completely shifted how I view the relationship between traffic and rankings. We have to dive into the actual mechanics of what happens when a user clicks a top link and, you know, immediately leaves.
What's fascinating here is the underlying mechanism of how modern AI models and search engines actually learn now. They're no longer passive directories.
They aren't just indexing keywords anymore.
Right. They don't just count keywords and backlinks. They are active behavioral intelligence systems. And they track a behavior known in the industry as pogo sticking.
Pogo sticking.
Yeah. A user searches for a term. They click your top ranking link. They land on your page. And then within seconds, they bounce right back to the search results to click on someone else.
They just pogo stick back to where they started. And the search engine is timing that, right?
Exactly. The algorithm is actively measuring the dwell time between that initial click and the return.
Wow.
If that dwell time is mere seconds, the AI registers a massive negative signal. Every single time a user pogo sticks, they are explicitly training the search engine that your website is a false positive.
They're telling the AI, hey, this wasn't what I wanted.
Exactly. They're telling the AI that despite your high ranking, you are absolutely not the preferred answer for that specific query.
Let's frame this with a real-world scenario, because the financial implications for you, the listener, are just wild. Let's go back to that $15,000 a month ad budget we talked about.
A very common scenario.
Right. You are paying a premium to put your link at the very top of the page. You get hundreds of people clicking through, but your landing page disappoints them, so they all bounce.
They all go right back.
Yeah. So the algorithm looks at this massive sample size of people fleeing your site, and it decides your page is terrible. You are literally spending 15 grand to artificially accelerate the AI's realization that you are unhelpful.
You are directly funding a negative feedback loop. By buying traffic that your site cannot satisfy, you force the algorithm to derank you much faster than if you had spent no money at all.
It's like hyping up a massive blockbuster movie. You spend millions on TV spots, billboards, trailers to get everyone into the theater on opening night.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, and they're all in their seats. But when the projector turns on, the screen is totally broken. It's just static.
The movie doesn't even play.
Right. And the audience doesn't just quietly leave. They stampede out, they demand refunds, and they immediately pull out their phones to tell everyone your theater is a total scam.
And word spreads instantly.
Exactly. That massive advertising budget just ensured that the absolute maximum number of people experienced your failure simultaneously. Your theater's reputation tanks overnight.
That visual perfectly captures the cascading failure of algorithmic trust. Because in 2026, trust is the currency of the realm.
Yeah, if you lose it, you're done.
Pretty much. Once the AI models strip you of your status as a preferred answer, regaining that ground is incredibly difficult. You are effectively subsidizing your competitors.
Because the AI just sends them there instead.
Yes. The AI will quickly replace your broken theater with the theater down the street that actually plays the movie.
Okay, so even if you buy the best servers and pour money into ads, something is causing those users to stampede out of the theater.
There's always a reason.
The Double Dome Guide identifies several specific revenue leaks that just drain a business. And if we want to understand why users flee, we really have to start by looking at the purely mechanical failures.
The structural stuff.
Yeah. Before a user even reads a single word on your page, the underlying technology might be driving them away.
Well, the tolerance for mechanical friction in 2026 is effectively zero. We have to separate the developer's experience from the actual user's reality.
What do you mean by that?
A website might perform beautifully in a corporate office on, you know, a dedicated fiber optic connection.
Right, where the designers are building it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the majority of high-intent users are on mobile devices. They're relying on 5G networks. They're often multitasking or just moving through their day.
And the text gives a highly specific and, frankly, pretty intimidating threshold for this. It says, if a page takes longer than 2.5 seconds to load on a 5G mobile device, 40% of the leads just vanish.
They're gone.
Here's where it gets really interesting. 2.5 seconds in the physical world is like the time it takes to take a breath. It is nothing. But online, 2.5 seconds is enough time for cognitive abandonment.
The perception of time completely warps when we interact with a digital interface. The user has outsourced their immediate need to your platform.
Now I want it now.
Right. Every millisecond of delay introduces doubt. If the screen remains blank for 2 seconds, the user subconsciously assumes the site is broken, untrustworthy, or just simply not worth the effort.
It makes me think about, like, if you walk up to a retail store and the front door gets stuck for just 3 seconds, you might actually give up and just walk to the competitor next door.
Oh, absolutely. People do that all the time online.
But the mechanical failures aren't just about the stopwatch. The source points to a massive gap in mobile usability, too.
Yeah, the mobile experience is huge.
Because even if that page loads in 2.1 seconds, what actually renders on the screen? For a shocking number of businesses, it is a desktop site clumsily crammed into a phone screen.
It's completely unreadable.
Yeah, broken layouts, misaligned text, and tiny little buttons that are physically impossible to tap with an average-sized thumb. The guide states, this lack of mobile optimization prevents 65% of an audience from taking action.
65%.
Think about that. Over half of the people who actually want to buy from you are physically locked out of the transaction because your digital buttons are too small.
This completely redefines how a company should view website maintenance. Technical speed and mobile responsiveness are no longer back-end IT issues.
They aren't just chores for the tech team.
No, they are not tasks you toss to a developer when they have some free time. They are direct, measurable revenue blockers.
Right.
If 40% of leads vanish before the page even loads, and then 65% of the survivors can't navigate the mobile layout, your marketing budget is literally evaporating before the user even considers your product.
The guide does provide a mechanical tourniquet for this bleeding, thankfully. It notes that simply compressing image files and optimizing the server response time yields an immediate 10 to 15% improvement in retention.
It's a purely structural fix, but it works.
Yeah. By reducing the physical weight of the page, you remove the friction that triggers that pogo stick reflex we talked about.
It all comes down to cognitive load. You have to communicate at what the author calls AI speed.
AI speed, yeah.
If a page is heavy, if it's bloated with uncompressed visuals and relies on clunky code, you are punishing the user for clicking your link. Removing that friction is just the baseline requirement for operating online today.
Okay, so let's assume a business handles that baseline. They compress every image, they upgrade their servers, and they design large tap-friendly buttons for mobile. The site is lightning fast and structurally perfect.
Okay, best case scenario.
Right, but the analytics show that people are still bouncing. That forces us to transition from mechanical friction to psychological friction. Because if the tech is flawless, but the messaging feels like a trap, you're still going to hemorrhage users.
Oh, without a doubt. Once that digital door opens instantly, you are face to face with human intent. The user clicked because they had a specific question, a need, or some desire.
You want something specific.
Right. The psychological leak occurs when the page fails to acknowledge or satisfy that intent. And this manifests primarily as a messaging mismatch.
The guide calls this the 3-second fluff filter.
Yes, the fluff filter. Users in 2026 have been conditioned by a decade of clickbait and algorithmic manipulation.
We're all just so tired of it.
Exactly. Their radar for time-wasting content is highly attuned. If an advertisement promises a specific immediate solution, but the resulting landing page buries that solution under paragraphs of generic corporate jargon or marketing fluff, the user will not hunt for the answer.
Nobody is reading 5 paragraphs to find a phone number.
Exactly. They give you 3 seconds to prove that you have what the ad promised. If you fail, they bounce.
It's the classic bait and switch. If I search for an emergency plumber, say because my basement is flooding, and I click an ad offering 24/7 rapid response plumbing, my intent is purely transactional.
You need help immediately.
Right. I need a phone number and a dispatch time. If your landing page instead presents a 500-word history of your family's plumbing business and like an essay on pipe maintenance, I am gone in 2 seconds.
Of course you are.
My intent was an emergency and your page responded with a brochure.
That exact scenario highlights another massive leak capturing irrelevant traffic.
Irrelevant traffic, right.
This happens when a business maps its strategy to the wrong keywords entirely. The source draws a really crucial distinction here between information seekers and buyers.
So the DIYer versus the person holding a credit card.
Yes.
Because if your plumbing site is pulling in thousands of people searching for, you know, how to fix a leaky faucet yourself, those are information seekers.
Right. They want to do it themselves.
If your paid ads or your content strategy targets them, they're going to bounce the absolute second they see a pricing tier for your service. They never had the intent to hire anyone.
You are paying to attract an audience that is fundamentally incompatible with your business model.
It's just a waste of money.
It is. But the evolution of the information seeker leads us to the most intimidating threat outlined in the 2026 guide, and that is answer engine saturation.
This is the massive paradigm shift. The text explicitly warns that if an AI tool like Gemini or ChatGPT can provide a better, faster summary of a topic than your landing page, the user has absolutely no reason to stay on your site.
None at all.
And I have to push back here a little because this sounds like an unwinnable war. How does a mid-sized digital business fight the largest generative AI models in the world?
It's a common fear.
Right, because if a user asks a question and the search interface uses AI to instantly generate a perfect, comprehensive summary right there on the results page, a bounce seems entirely inevitable. Why would a user ever click through to the actual website?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the framing of fighting the AI is where most businesses fail.
You can't fight it.
No, you cannot out-summarize a large language model. The AI will always be faster at aggregating general knowledge. If your website's primary value proposition is simply explaining what things are, your traffic will be cannibalized.
Because the AI does it better.
Exactly. The adaptation requires evolving into what the text calls the cited source.
A cited source. So instead of being the encyclopedia, you have to be the primary data.
Yes.
But structurally, how does a website actually prove that utility to the algorithm, you know, to earn that citation?
By providing a layer of interaction, specific expertise, or computational value that the AI interface physically cannot replicate.
Like what?
Well, an AI can summarize the theoretical steps for appealing a property tax system, right?
Sure.
But it cannot securely ingest a user's specific tax documents, run a proprietary local algorithm, and auto-generate the actual legal appeal form. Your landing page has to instantly communicate that deeper, actionable utility. It must transition from purely informational text to a functional tool or an authoritative service endpoint.
That distinction is incredibly sharp. The AI can tell me how an AC unit breaks, but it can't drive a truck to my house and replace the compressor.
Exactly. It can't do the physical or highly specialized work.
When the search algorithm observes users clicking through to your site and then spending 4 minutes interacting with a dynamic pricing calculator or a secure booking system, the AI's evaluation changes.
Radically.
It categorizes you as a high-value endpoint. You aren't just text anymore. You are a destination where things actually get done.
Precisely. The AI recognizes that its own summary is insufficient for the user's final intent. So it begins actively routing high-intent traffic directly to your interactive, specialized systems.
It works for you instead of against you.
Yes. You survive the AI saturation by becoming the actionable layer beneath the summary.
Okay, so we've identified the leaks. We know that mechanical friction from slow servers and bad mobile layouts destroys trust.
Right.
And we know that psychological friction from messaging mismatches, irrelevant traffic, and AI cannibalization drives users away.
All major factors.
So how do we know when the system is actually repaired? If you are a business owner staring at your analytics dashboard, what are the hard numbers that separate success from failure in 2026? The Double Dome Guide establishes very firm benchmarks for high-intent landing pages. An optimized, healthy page should see a bounce rate between 25% and 40%.
Wait, I want to pause on that range. Yeah. 25 to 40%. That means even if a business does absolutely everything right, I mean, the page loads in 1 second, the mobile layout is flawless, the messaging perfectly matches the ad, and they offer deep interactive utility.
The perfect setup.
Yeah, they should still expect roughly a third of their highly targeted audience to bounce immediately.
Yes, and internalizing that reality is crucial for maintaining a sustainable strategy.
Because a 0% bounce rate just isn't real.
It does not exist in the wild. Human behavior is inherently chaotic. Users click links by mistake. Their train goes into a tunnel and they lose connection. Their child grabs their phone. Or they simply realize they left their wallet in another room and abandon the session.
Life happens.
Exactly. Retaining 60 to 75% of high-intent traffic is the hallmark of an elite digital operation.
But the guide also establishes a clear threshold for systemic failure, doesn't it? It states that anything over a 60% bounce rate for a targeted page is a massive red flag.
A huge red flag, yes.
If 6 out of 10 people are taking one look and sprinting for the exit, you can no longer blame chaotic human behavior.
No, at that point, it's on you.
You have a fundamental flaw in either your technology, your user experience, or your messaging alignment.
And hitting that 25 to 40% benchmark requires a complete philosophical transition. The author describes this as moving away from the legacy noise model and adopting the optimized growth system.
So what does this all mean for the architecture of a business? How does a company actually pivot from generating noise to operating an optimized system? Because it sounds like it requires overhauling a lot more than just a few landing pages.
Oh, it does. It requires changing what the business values and what it actually measures.
Okay.
The legacy noise model was completely obsessed with gross volume. Companies bought broad, expensive keywords to maximize impressions, and they relied on generic, desktop-first websites that functioned basically like passive digital brochures.
Just hoping someone reads it.
Right. They track clicks as their primary success metric. But because the targeting was broad and the experience was generic, bounce rates hovered dangerously high.
Which actively degraded their trust.
Exactly. It degraded the site's algorithmic trust and wasted vast amounts of capital.
It's the rusty bucket from our opening. You're just pumping maximum volume into a container that fundamentally can't hold it.
Precisely. The optimized growth system inverts that priority completely. The primary metric isn't how many people arrive. It's the conversion quality of the people who do.
Quality over quantity.
Yes. Budgets are shifted away from broad keyword capture and reallocated toward long-tail, high-intent queries.
Finding the actual buyers.
Right. And the design is strictly mobile-first, ensuring zero mechanical friction. But most importantly, the success metrics transition from tracking clicks and impressions to tracking user retention, interaction depth, and actual revenue.
That makes so much more sense.
By relentlessly optimizing to keep the bounce rate under 40%, the business forces the AI to recognize the site as a high-trust preferred answer.
So you start renting temporary, low-quality attention from search engines, and you start actually owning your market position through sheer relevance.
It's treating the internet less like a billboard where you shout at passing cars, and more like a highly efficient concierge desk that instantly solves a specific problem.
That is a brilliant way to phrase it. Let's pull all of this together and recap the journey here. We started by dismantling the illusion that high traffic automatically equals success, revealing how a high bounce rate actively trains search algorithms to penalize your site.
The pogo sticking effect.
Right. And then we explored the brutal mechanical realities of 2026. If your page takes longer than 2.5 seconds to load on a mobile device, or if your buttons are just too small for a thumb, 40 to 65% of your potential revenue just vanishes instantly.
Just evaporates.
We navigated the psychological minefield of the 3-second fluff filter, highlighting how a bait and switch in messaging sends users pogo stepping right back to the search results. And ultimately, we examined the survival strategy against AI answer engines.
Right, the need to adapt.
Evolving from a passive source of information into an interactive, transactional, cited source. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to issue a direct challenge to you, the listener. Over the next few days, become hyper aware of your own behavior online.
It's a great experiment.
Yeah, when you search for something on your phone, pay close attention to the exact moment you hit the back button. Why did you leave? Was the screen blank for just a second too long? Did the headline fail to match what you were actually looking for?
Or was the text just impossibly small?
Exactly. Once you identify the specific friction that triggers your own pogo sticking reflex, you will start seeing these costly revenue leaks in every digital business you interact with, and that includes your own.
It is a phenomenal exercise in digital empathy. And, you know, building on that awareness, I want to leave you with one final broader question, kind of inspired by our discussion on answer engines.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
As massive language models become increasingly adept at resolving informational queries entirely within the search interface, will the traditional concept of a website landing page eventually become completely obsolete for anyone seeking pure knowledge?
Wow, just no more informational pages at all.
Think about it. Will we reach a horizon where the open web exists solely as a network of transaction engines, places you only visit to execute a complex task, buy a physical product, or secure a service, while all general information is consumed exclusively within the AI's ecosystem?
That's intense.
It is a profound shift in the architecture of the internet, and it's absolutely something to mull over the next time you search for an answer.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.